It's time to get Gruberized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while.
Well, another bombshell coming out on this whole Facebook deal. Facebook shares down a whole bunch after it's been learned that Facebook either accidentally or was it intentional now? Nobody can quite tell me the truth on this. Cambridge Analytica put together this formula that made it so they could get 50 million Facebook users, crunch their data, and then build a model as to more effectively communicate with people when it comes to the election. Now, Cambridge Analytica worked with the Trump campaign. They say none of this had anything to do with the Trump campaign because this information came in 2014. But now a former Obama campaign official claiming that Facebook knowingly allowed them to mine massive amounts of Facebook data. See, Facebook says it was a hack. Well, apparently that's not the case. They said they wouldn't have allowed anyone else to do that because they were supportive of the campaign. So on a Sunday thread on her Twitter feed, Carol Davidson, a former director of integration and media analytics for Obama for America, said the 2012 campaign led Facebook to suck out the whole social graph and target potential voters. They would then use that data to do things like append their emails list. So there you go. We'll get back to that story. There's a lot to that. A whole lot to that. We'll figure that out in just a moment. My next guest, Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the Consumer Choice Center, also Policy Advisor to the Heartland Institute. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you, Steve.
Well, good to have you here. You say that there's a concern here with the United Nations and their health agency when it comes to America's food supply, that it's flawed and it's badly in need of reform. Do tell.
You know, Steve, for a number of months, you and I have been having periodic calls about the WHO, the World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, and talking about some of the problems there about, you recall, when they appointed Mugabe to be their goodwill ambassador. And all sorts of problems at the WHO. But one problem at the WHO, in a piece that I wrote about with my colleague Julie Kelly for FoxNews.com, talked about a problem at the WHO's Agency on Research and Cancer. This is the UN agency which says what causes cancer. You may recall they were in the news a couple years ago when they said that meat causes cancer. You may recall they were in the news recently when they said coffee causes cancer.
Everything causes cancer.
They go on and on. They have some 900 chemicals that they go through, and they say pretty much all of them either are carcinogens to humans, probable carcinogens, possible carcinogens. I think they only had one chemical that they studied that was actually not a carcinogen. And the problem with what they do, and I'll get into why it's a problem for our food supply, they do something, Steve, called a hazard assessment. That is, they look at a chemical and say, is it possible that this chemical is a carcinogen? And that's all well and good. And the fact that they get U.S. taxpayers' dollars to do it, okay, I'm fine with that so far. But when they do their hazard assessments, they aren't doing the second part of the job, which today, when we look at hazards and risks, we should be doing a risk assessment. So people will say, well, what's the difference between a hazard assessment and a risk assessment? Well, the way we wrote about it in the piece is getting hit by a subway car is a hazard. I think that's something we could all agree on.
Fair enough.
But if you live in the desert, and you're staying in the desert, where there are no subways, getting hit by a subway car is still a hazard, but it's not a risk, because your exposure is nil. So that's the way we look at things in terms of hazard assessment. It's possible this thing could be harmful, but then you have to take into account your exposure. And what the UN is doing, what the UN's WHO and International Agency for Research on Cancer is doing, they're doing hazard assessments and then publishing them and then putting them out there into the U.S., into places like, Steve, California, where California has Proposition 65, a law that requires warning labels on anything that could be a carcinogen.
Anything.
How does the state of California get these chemicals to put on a list to warn people about?
They probably
do. IARC. IARC does a hazard assessment.
Absolutely.
Doesn't take into account the risk or the exposure, and now California has warning labels everywhere on things like coffee. But now, here's the kicker. IARC recently did a study, a hazard assessment, on a chemical called glyphosate. It's used in Roundup herbicides, and people don't like it because it's made by Monsanto and they're genetically modified food, and it's a whole ideological issue. But IARC did a hazard assessment and said, said that glyphosate, this chemical in the herbicide, is a carcinogen. So now people are suing over it. California's putting warning labels on it.
Right. The lawyers are all over that, yeah. And it's Monsanto who, of course, is the big bad boogeyman who everybody on the left wants to attack because those on the left want to believe that somehow genetically modified organisms are somehow, dangerous and poisonous. No proof of that whatsoever.
They weren't part of God's plan, they say. All of a sudden, they become believers.
Yeah, all the atheists say it's not part of God's plan. That's interesting, yeah. But, I live in the shadow of Michigan State University and have great respect for the land-grant institutions in this country, from Texas A&M to Michigan State and everything in between. And I believe that these scientists over the last 100-plus years have done great work to create plants that are drought-resistant and pest-resistant and able to create a tremendous amount of windfall when it comes to food. And I don't think a kid starving in Central Africa or Asia cares whether it's a GMO or not, as long as they got a bowl of rice in front of them. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, and I think we are now at risk, and I'm writing about other areas of this as well. We are now at risk of giving up our sovereignty to international agencies like IARC, because if we say in California, or if we say in the courts in the glyphosate case, hey, if this cancer agency, IARC, in Lyon, France, is able to set standards based on hazard assessments and do the science wrong rather than do a risk assessment, and those hazard assessments now come into play in warning labels in the U.S. and litigation in the U.S., then we've got international agencies that do bad science and are not answerable to the American people, although they do get U.S. taxpayer dollars. If they set our standards and they then apply in our legislatures in California and in our courthouses in the U.S., then we're giving up our sovereignty to foreign scientists who are doing the science wrong, we're paying for.
Yeah, we're paying for it, and we're paying for it in many ways. I think that maybe, California should just put labels on everything. And it'd be easier if they just understood. No, hold on. It'd be easier if they just understood. The leading cause of death, of course, is life itself. Jeff, we got to leave it there for today. But that's the way it is. Jeff, I greatly appreciate your input always. Talk soon.
It's always a pleasure.
There you have it. It's Jeff Steyer, everybody. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.